Hello dear listeners, my name is Alla Pleva and today I'm going to introduce you a work called Indicative Parameters of Plantago-Meyer in Anthropogenic Ecotopes. Plantago-Meyer is one of the commonly known medical plants, and plantain leaves are part of the pectoral species number 2, as well as they are used to obtain a total preparation containing a mixture of polysaccharides called plantanocyte. We use fresh leaves of plantago to obtain juice and dried ones to obtain infusions. The plant is used as expectorant, mucolytic, anti-inflammatory, wound healing, antispasmodic, and hemostatic agent, and it is really important to control the purity of raw materials. This can be done by using fluctuating asymmetry method, by measuring minor non-directional deviations from strict symmetry on the left and the right sides of the leaf. The goal of the work is to study indicative parameters of Plantago-Meyer in Izmailovsky Boulevard and identify the index of its fluctuating asymmetry. To calculate the index, we made a number of measurements from 110 leaves. You can see them in figure 2. These are leaf blade apical width, leaf blade length, and leaf blade width. Leaf size, width to leaf blade length ratio, vine distance within a leaf, and the distance from the midrib to the neighboring vein measured at the leaf's widest point. Next, we calculated the relative difference for each character per leaf. It's just the ratio of the difference of characters in the left and right sides of the leaf to their sum. After that, we calculated the average relative difference for the whole leaf, like arithmetic mean. And next, we determined the optimal number of groups in which to divide the sample using Sturges' rule. We got 8 groups. And to divide leaves into these groups, which you can see in table 2, we calculated the value of equal interval, like the ratio of difference of the highest and lowest fluctuating asymmetry index to the number of groups. After that, based in these categories, the data was regrouped into 3 categories, and the uniform distribution of units within each category was taken into account. So the data is presented in table 3. To account for individual variability within and specimen, another one grouping was conducted, and if fluctuating asymmetry indexes of leaves from one specimen were close, they fell into the same group. You can see these groups in picture 4. Now let's discuss pictures 5 and 6. The instability of Plantago-Meyer development in the ecotope is influenced by a variety of abiotic factors and anthropogenic ones. And in this study, we focused on the impact of vehicle emission on plantain growth. We measured the number of vehicles that stopped at the traffic light for one cycle and those that were moving for 20 minutes. We also took into account the type of vehicle, like cars, vans, buses, and trucks, and calculated the total amount of pollutant emitted. As a conclusion, at the point of the study, the vehicle emission is average, the total fluctuating asymmetry index is 0.0469, which corresponds to a high degree of pollution. The sample was divided into 3 fractions with minor, high, and very high level of pollution using the method of mathematical grouping for subsequent chemical analysis.